The Spartans play here.
The kick is up and it's good. Brock Winter puts it through.
On 107.3 FM and 750 AM KOAL.
Gurman and Emery, we get set for the second half. Again, the Spartans will get the ball to start. Gurman's going to be kicking off right to left. It's funny, we come back to a Brock Winter field goal. That field goal was the kick that took place last year to give Emery the victory. This year, Connor Fawcett for Gurman looked good in the field goal he kicked. I like the fact that we have a close game with two capable kickers. I say buckle up. We got a great second half of football coming your way.
Brock's good from 50 yards out. That 41-yarder cleared it with ease. So if it comes down to that situation once again, we already know Brock did it last year. He's good from 50. Connor Fawcett, very good too. So it might come down to a field goal just like last year, Jordan.
It may. Zion Gibson and Jace Curtis back to return the kick for the Emory Spartans. Fawcett to boot it from the 40, right to left. It's an end-over-end kick. Curtis gets it at the 20, 25, 30. He's got room to run, 35, 40, to the 45, close to midfield. The freshman, Jace Curtis, taking it out to midfield. Field position in favor of Emory to start this second half.
Yeah, Jace Curtis once again with the speed to get up the middle of the field and put Emory in position all the way up to the 49 to start this second half.
Wow. Special teams.
Like a lightning bolt. Yeah, special teams. That is going to be the key moving forward, is who special teams comes through.
I'll tell you who Jace Curtis reminds me of, a kid by the name of Ashton Dealey, who we saw on special teams when he was a freshman. Turned out to be very productive for Emory moving forward. I think we're going to see great things from Curtis. First play from scrimmage, handoff to Rance Jensen. Rance takes it to Carbon's side of the field, past the 45, up to the 44-yard line. Rance Jensen on the first carry of the second half. And Emory's going to move the ball marker in a major way. Gain of 7 for Rance Jensen.
That's what I like to see. Come out of the first half, give the first handoff to Rance, let him go to work. Positive 7 yards on that one.
Second down and 3. 11 and a half to play in the third quarter. Carbon 16, Emory 9. First possession of the third. Stilson is back in the shotgun set. He's got wide receivers to the right 3. Motion man is Zion Gibson. James Bowman to the left. And we have a flag, and this will be a 5-yard penalty against Emory for motion. That was kind of just out of whack all the way around. And penalties moving the ball the opposite direction for Emory. Definitely working in favor of Carbon.
Yeah, a lot of dancing around by the Emory. Carbon dancing around as well. And Emory doesn't get set. Penalty after a nice first opening possession.
Emory, they can remain on schedule with a positive play here. Ball's at the 49 on Carbon's side of the field. Again, Emory moving left to right on your dial. Wide receivers, 2 on each side for Stilson. Rance Jensen is the deep back. Carbon with a 4-man front. They've been in a 4-3 the majority of the game. Stilson pitches it. This one is going to Bowman. Bowman to the 45-yard line, gets some of it back. It'll set up 3rd down and 4.
Yeah, Bowman just comes around with that jet sweep in the position that Zion Gibson has been in the first half. So this one goes to James Bowman, gets some of that penalty yards back, makes it a manageable 3rd down.
Well, it's 3rd and 4, and when I say this, it's going to sound odd. 3rd and 4 on schedule for Emory would be 3rd and 3. And that 1 yard typically doesn't sound like it's a big deal. Trust me, it is. 3rd and 3 is the spot you want to be in with this particular offense. Let's see if Emory can pull through or the Carbon defense comes up with a big one.
Rance up the middle. It's going to be, I think, Rance right up the gut.
Maybe 4-down territory. Stilson's actually going to throw the football across the middle of the field. Caught by Zion Gibson up to the 32-yard line. That was quick. Gibson lined in the slot spot, moves it from the right side to the center of the field, and on the near hash mark comes down with a grab, 1st and 10, Emory.
Good job by Stilson staying in the pocket. Took a hit, but found Gibson in the middle of the field. They moved the sticks on 3rd down. Very important to do so after the penalty.
Jensen lines up to the right of Stilson. 2 wideouts on each side. Gibson once again is in the slot. Motion man is Bowman. Handoff to Jensen. Jensen, a gain of about 3 yards. He's able to move the ball close to the 30. That's a 4-yard gain. Sets up 2nd down and 6. 9:58 to play in the third quarter. Carbon 16, Emory 9. The Spartans with an opportunity to potentially tie this ball game with another efficient offensive drive. And the offense has actually found its rhythm since about midway through the second quarter.
Yeah, the Emory offensive line looks refreshed. We're in that second quarter. They were starting to wear down just a little bit. So come out of the halftime refreshed. They're getting that push up front on the Carbon defensive four.
9.5, clock is ticking. Jensen lines up to the left of Stilson, hands it back off to Jensen, a little misdirection inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. If you're Carbon, you'll applaud the defensive play. Emory off schedule once again. It's 3rd and 5.
Another 3rd and manageable for the Emory Spartans with 9:13 left. Carbon nursing that 16-9 lead. I'd like to see Carbon get some pressure, flush Stilton out, and make him make a play on the move.
We saw him make a couple of plays against Payson a few weeks back with his legs. It's not ideal, but he is a gamer, and he will do it if he needs to. Trips to the right here for Emory. Jensen to the left, Bowman to the left, outside the numbers. Gibson is the motion man. Stilson back to throw.
Carbon
fires.
Back in coverage,
incomplete. Hit Seth Justice in the hands. Would have been shy of the first down. Sticks. A rare drop for Justice. And now it's 4th down for Emory. A field goal from this particular spot would be about a 48-yarder. I don't think Emory's going to go that route. They are going to leave the offense on the field, and they will go for it on 4th and 5.
Yeah, Carbon shows pressure like they're going to come through the A and B gap right into that middle. They drop back into coverage. Seth Justice, usually with good hands, drops that one. Would have been short, but would have been 3rd and about 3. Now it's, 4th and 5?
Yeah, 4th and 5 for Emory. They got to get to the Carbon 23-yard line. Stilson hands it off to Jensen. Peculiar play call. Jensen dives forward. I think he got it.
I think he got it by about a chain link.
A run up the middle for Rance Jensen on 4th and 5. Carbon was thinking pass. Emory said, let's run it. The senior Rance Jensen moves the sticks with a burst right at the end of the play. Emory ball at the 23 of Carbon.
Carbon dropped back into coverage for a pass, and Emory outquicks him with a little run up the middle for Rance, who picks up the first down all the way up to the 28-yard line. Good play call by the Emory coaching staff.
1st and 10, Stilson's going to throw, tries the end zone, has Bowman incomplete, overshot him. And you can credit the defense for Carbon. That was Christian Manzo, man-to-man coverage. He had the inside, forced Bowman to go to the outside. Stilson put a little bit on it, but unfortunately for the Spartans, a little too much. 2nd down and 10 coming up for Emory.
Yeah, Manzo, like you said, stride for stride with Bowman, and Stilson just overshot him as the one-handed attempt grabbing the end zone for Bowman falls incomplete, bringing up 2nd and 10 at 22, 8:17 left.
Ball's at the 23 for Emory. Stilson has Jensen to the left side. Trips to the right. Bowman all by himself in man-to-man coverage to the left. Gibson is the motion man. He goes to the slot spot on the left side. Stilson dumps the pass off to Jensen. He's got room to run. He's to the 20. Jensen close to the 15-yard line. Excellent open field tackle by the Dinos. And on the takedown, it was Noah Armstrong. He was able to square up Rance Jensen on the left side and complete the takedown before Jensen picked up the first down. It's now 3rd and 3. That's a big-time play by Noah Armstrong.
It is, and Lee Moon almost sacked Stilton in the backfield, gave Stilton a shot. Stilton composed, stays in there, but the momentum carries Emory all the way up to the 15 and a manageable 3rd and 2.
16-9, Carbon with a 7-point lead. Emory threatening in the red zone. Ball right now with a 15-yard line. Quick shovel pitch to Bowman. He lost the football, and I believe Carbon recovered.
That's twice now we've seen that pitch. Where Emory's fumbled the football. Fortunately for them, they get the ball back.
Did they get it back?
I believe it. An Emory offensive player. No, Carbon ball.
Carbon had it. Emory tries the pitch out of the backfield. Bowman, it was just a tad bit ahead of him. There's still a tussle for the ball between Bowman and a Carbon defender, in which I cannot see who it is, but it does go to Carbon. Coming up with the ball was McCade Bradley, the senior.
McCade Bradley jumps on the football, dogpiles into the middle. He comes up with it twice now that the pitch play that Emory's trying to run, and they fumble the football, turnover once again.
Twice it's worked against them. It has
timing.
Worked in their favor a couple of times.
The timing is just not there on that pitch play, and the ball on that one, just the pitch was just a little bit off, allowing Carbon to pounce on the ball.
It's Carbon football on their own 20. Jones is at the quarterback spot with 7:28 to play in the third. Dinos lead by 7. Colin Lewis up the middle. He drags Emory would-be tacklers with him, just shy of the 25 to the 24 on the near hash mark. Clock continues to move, 7:17 to play in the third.
Zion Gibson on the tackle on that one. 2nd and 10 at the 29, 7:10 left. Carbon in front, 16-9.
Second down and 5 for Carbon. Boy, if you can pick up 5 yards, a whack with Colin Lewis on first down, this Carbon offense is going to have a lot of success. Emory with a 4-man front. The motion man is Riddick McGlory. It's an option. McGlory on the outside. Gets the first down. Past the 30 to the 31-yard line.
Great play call. Get the motion going up front. Pitch it at the last second to the outside. And McGlory picks up a first down. Fooled the Emory defense.
Ball at the 31 for the Dinos. Emory took a lot of time off the clock with their first possession of the quarter and did not score anything. It ended with a fumble, and now the Dinos are trying to take advantage. Again, looking for their first region win since 2000, their first victory over Emory since 2001.
Emory, as defensively, they got to get some pressure up the middle.
Jones throws across the center, caught by Sawyer. And he, excuse me, that's Sawyer, actually. Yes, I was correct. Sawyer Jones,
yeah, Sawyer
with
Jones.
A reception. He gets it up to the 40, and that's a gain of 8. Brother to brother, 8-yard pickup, 2nd and 2 for Carbon, 6:21 to play in the third quarter.
Noah Jones now 7 of 11, 104 yards passing that one. Composed, make the throw right on target on the slant, a little bit behind, but Sawyer comes up with the football.
It was a simple play, hand off to Lewis. Lewis has the first down. He's bulldozing defenders.
Oh,
past the 50, up to the 47-yard line on Emory's side of the field. Colin Lewis drags 3 defenders with him. First down at the 6-minute mark in the third quarter. Carbon is cooking once again offensively.
He's handed off to the bull and let him go to the outside. And he's just gut-wrenching over the top of the Emory defenders and picks up the first down. Emory hits him high. He's just going to bounce off like a ping pong ball. You got to hit him low and bring him down. Emory doesn't before he picks up 11.
Under 6 to play in the third. Lewis is the deep back. Jones is the quarterback. Motion man is McGlory. They hand it back off to McGlory. He follows his blocker, Lewis. Dives forward, gets it to the 45-yard line off a gain of 2. Second down and 8.
Good little misdirection play. Looked like it might have ballooned for more, but Emory stays composed in their defensive front 4 and slowing up the Carbon offense.
You like what you see from Carbon offensively right now?
I do. They're moving the ball with ease, going to the outside with the running attack. Once that running attack shuts down, they have the little passing game going. So Emory's got to force Noah out of the pocket. That's where he kind of struggles a little bit, and Emory can have success.
4 down linemen for Emory. Jones to throw under pressure. Hit as he throws. Intercepted. Hit as he threw. The pass is picked off, and Emory's off to the races the opposite direction. Jordan Ecker with the pick. Gets it to the Carbon 45. Boy, unblocked pressure right up the gut. Jones took a solid shot. Ball floated in the air, and Jordan Ecker, playing like a safety, just hangs around, easy pick, able to take it back into Carbon territory.
Been waiting for Emory to get up the middle, and that time untouched. He sacks Noah, hits him in the face. Noah, as he's letting it go, a little floater, and Emory, with ease, picks that one off, and they're in business at the 45.
Now, Travis, I missed the pressure. Who had the pressure up the middle for Emory? But nonetheless, it was a big play. Emory back with the ball on Carbon's side of the field at the 45. Carbon leads 16-9 with 5:06 to play. Ashton Rowley with the hit. Hand off to Rance Jensen up the middle. He's inside the Carbon 40, up to the Carbon 36-yard line. Under 5 to play in the third. Again, Carbon up by 7, 16-9. Turnovers for both teams on their first offensive set in the third quarter.
Dayton Bailing with a great block, number 58 of the Spartans, allowing Rance to open up and go through that hole, he said. So great block.
Ball to 36.
See how Carbon responds after the turnover.
You'd almost have to think Emory needs some points on this drive with the amount of time that they have used. Rance Jensen again.
Slides?
Well, he slipped. Yeah, slipped or I don't think he slides. Rance doesn't slide. Slipped at the 30. Enough to move the sticks. Clock stops with 4:27 to play in the third. Rance takes it around the left side. And, boy, right now he has found his rhythm, Travis. As far as the yardage for Rance Jensen goes, where's he at right now?
Rance Jensen now with that last carry. 15 carries, 56 yards, 3.73 average.
I believe his first 4 carries of the game, he had negative yardage, if I remember right.
Yep.
So he has definitely picked it up. Stilson back into the shotgun set. Hands it back off to Jensen. Why not? Jensen able to get inside the 30.
If they give him
forward progress, he maybe got a yard. They're not going to give him forward progress
Lee
on
Moon,
it.
Lee Moon, once again, we've called his name all night. In on that one, and then gang tackled there by a host of Carbon defenders.
One of the plays I want to make sure we talk about postgame. The hit that Lee Moon had on James Bowman on the opening punt of the contest.
He popped that kid, and that's one of those hits that are going to be on highlight reels.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that was a great hit.
Moon has been all over the field tonight for the Dinos. 3:37 and counting left in the third. Emory football ball at the 30 at his second down and 10. Stilson with trips to the right, one wide out to the left. Drops back to pass. Looking, has time, wants to go deep. Brennan is open. Brennan had the ball and dropped a touchdown. That had six written all over it. Stilson put it right on the money, and the sophomore could not come up with a grab.
Pretty ball by Kyson Stilton. Up to that point, Kyson Stilton was 11 of 16, now 11 of 17. But he put that ball right on the money to Jeremy Brannon, who can't come up with it.
And wow.
You couldn't ask for the defender bit, the corner bit. It's one-on-one to the outside. He was wide open, and all he has to do is catch the football.
There was 3 to 4 yards of separation. The Dinos catch a break.
And the lights are maybe lost it in the light
maybe.
Looking up at the football, but
Stilson
great, pretty
wants
ball
to throw
by
again.
Stilson.
Under pressure, dumps it off to Jensen. He's got a full head of steam. He's got the first down. He's up to the 15-yard line, but he takes a pop by Sawyer Jones. Still enough to move the sticks on a big third down play. Colin Lewis untouched around the left side. Stilson was going to flush that direction. Thought otherwise, turned, dump pass to Rance for a first down.
Yeah, be patient. You don't have to panic. And he waits for Rance, just flips it over the top. And Rance picks up huge yards, and Sawyer Jones laid a lick.
3:06 to play in the third quarter. Emory in the red zone once again. Their second possession of the second half with a chance to potentially tie the game. Rance Jensen, a little delay handoff up the gut. Carbon not fooled. Lee Moon on the takedown with Chance LeChaminot, and it's 2nd and 10 for Emory.
Receiving wise now, James Bowman's 5 for 50 yards. Rance Jensen 3 for 22. Stilton 12 of 18, 114 yards.
Emory, it's not a goal-to-go situation. They can get to the 5-yard line for a first down. 2.5 to play here in the third. Carbon still leads 16-9. If the Carbon defense can rise to the occasion once again, they have shortened this game tremendously.
We go back in the postgame and remember that play, that pretty ball, 33 yards down the sideline, and the drop.
Stilson's going to roll out to the right. He's got time, now tries to make a move. Moon from behind, able to get the pass off, incomplete. No flag on the play. Boy, that was an extended play by Stilson. Moon brought pressure from the right side. And Stilson was flushed out of the pocket, sets up 3rd down and 10 from the 16-yard line.
Yeah, Lee Moon came on the outside edge, untouched, almost tracked down Stilton. Stilton now 12 of 19, 114 yards. The intended receiver, James Bowman, flounders at the 7-yard line.
Now, this is a big play. Emory needs points of some sort. The Carbon defense playing the bend but don't break rule once again. Ball's at the 16 on the far left hash mark.
Single coverage man defense by the Dinos. See if they just draw back into coverage. No, they're going to bring pressure.
Stilson to throw. He's got time. Now he's flushed. Still on his feet. Has to throw the football. Does incomplete.
That's a smart play.
Well, it hit.
It hit the receiver.
Yeah, that's an illegal receiver.
Yeah,
black should come
off,
out.
Yeah.
Stilson threw the football. It hit his lineman, Dayden Bailing, right in the face. And
the pressure
Brandon
from
is
the
saying,
outside.
Well, it's an illegal man downfield.
Yeah, it is. Hard to see the number of thought it was
intentional grounding. Excuse
yeah, thought
me.
It was Rance for a second there that he just flicked the ball at.
Was
it? Yeah, illegal man downfield. Loss of down, intentional grounding. So
that
back
backs
up.
Emory up to the 30, which would make this a 48-yard field goal for Brock Winter. Coach Famalo says, let's do it. Now Winter's going to walk off the field. Or is he? Some confusion by Emory. You don't want to have to call a timeout right here.
Yeah, Carbon gets the pressure on the outside, forcing Stilton out of the pocket. Nowhere to go with the football. Held onto his leg, and he was hopping around on one leg, and he just has to flip the ball into the ground. That's what he does, but unfortunately, intentional grounding. 2 minutes left, Jordan, in the third. It's 16-9 in favor of the Dinos.
It's a 47-yard field goal attempt for Brock Winter. Kyson Stilson is the holder.
And you got to kick it low.
The kick is off, not long enough. It goes into the end zone, so Carbon will get the ball at the 20. You said he had to kick it low. He got a lot of height on it.
Got to line drive those ones, which makes it difficult because it's easier to block. If they pick up maybe 5 more yards, he makes that field goal.
Now, I will tell you, it's a different feel for Carbon because with a 1:55 to play in the third quarter, Emory has had success offensively, but the Dinos have kept them from scoring. this has a feel that tonight may be just a tad bit different for the Dinos as they try to accomplish something that has not happened in 17 years.
Yeah, trying to do something that, you know, like you just said, time of possession now. Carbon has had the ball 20 minutes, 11 seconds. Emory, 15:49. So Carbon came out in the second half, controlled time of possession.
Noah Jones back at quarterback. Colin Lewis is the deep back ball to 24. The Dinos, the high school rule, it's just got to cross the goal line before it's come out to the 20. Hand off to Colin Lewis. No surprise. You know it's coming. You can't stop him. He gets past the 25 to the 28-yard line. A gain of 9 for Colin Lewis. They rule him out at the 29-yard line, second down and 1.
And Jordan, with the clock winding down here in the third with 1:49 left, possessions are going to be less and less. So Emory's got to force now a 3-and-out and try to get the ball back right before the end of the third.
I don't know if you're going to get a 3-and-out. 9-yard carry for Colin Lewis. He had a game where he was possessed
and Carbon
against
now,
Ogden.
Yeah, he did. Carbon now controlled the time and the possession and tried to melt this clock down.
Similar game for Lewis. 1:49 to play in the third. Handoff to Lewis. He's got the first down and more. He's to the 35, up to the 39-yard line. Clock will stop to move the sticks with 1:43 to play in the third quarter. But Colin Lewis, all on his own, has changed field position once again for the Dinos.
Yeah, Colin Lewis just spins off number 25 of the Emory Spartans. Jeremy Brandon picks up another huge gain. So Colin Lewis, the workhorse on these last two handoffs. Colin Lewis now rushing the ball, Jordan. 9 carries, 42 yards.
We have 90 seconds left in the third quarter, and a timeout is taken by Emory. With 1:26 to play in the game, the Spartans take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 30-second break. Dino 16, Emory 9. 1:26 to play in the third quarter when we return.
Did you know that USU Eastern offers 8 bachelor's degrees at our local campus? That's right. You can live right here in Castle Country and obtain a bachelor's degree in general studies, business, education and human services, English, history, mathematics and statistics, social work, or wildlife. With the lowest tuitions in the state, this is a great opportunity for both traditional and non-traditional students. To learn more, visit usueastern.edu or call 613-5000. USU Eastern, transforming lives for good.
The Spartans play here.
Jesse Barnett, number 55. Dayton Bailing, number 58.
Zion Gibson, number 9.
On 107.3 FM and 750 AM, KOAL.
1:26 to play the third quarter. Carbon 16, Emory 9. Carbon has the ball right now on their own 39-yard line.
Yeah, Emory has more first downs, 13-9. Total yards, 207 for Emory, 160 for Carbon. But Carbon on the move, looking to catch Emory in that department.
First and 10 for the Dinos, ball at their own 39. Lewis, the deep back. Jones, Veer Pistol. I don't expect any change. I expect Carbon to pound it with Colin Lewis. And they do it again, and Lewis past the 45 up to the 50-yard line. He picks up 11 yards on the first down carry. Emory has no answer for Colin Lewis. The big uglies, as they call him up front, dominating in the trenches. You have to give credit to him. Gunnar Jeffs, Tristan Stamatakis. Have Anthony Madrigal, McCade Bradley, they're doing work up front.
Yeah, Colin Lewis again with the carry up to 5.3 yards per carry. Gibson brings him down, but 10 carries, 53 yards now for Colin Lewis. Clock winding down here in the third.
1:05 to play. Jones back of the pistol veer. Lewis is the deep back. He's got the ball at the 45. Stands back at the 45. Hand off to Riddick McGlory. McGlory gets past the line of scrimmage at a gain of 2.
Emory slows off just for a second.
Jesse Barnett on the takedown. If you're Jesse Barnett and the Emory Spartans, one play, they didn't go to Colin Lewis. You got to be happy with that because they have no answer.
Yeah, it gives Emory's defense a little bit of a breather where they're not having to get bulldozed over the top.
Timeout is taken by an official. We have an injury. Timeout on the far side of the field. The Spartan down to the ground with 39 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It'll be 2nd and 8 for Carbon. They are moving right to left on the radio dial. They have the ball at the Emory 48-yard line. Emory has controlled this quarter. Offensively, they put together 2 efficient drives, but not efficient enough because they came away with no scores.
Yeah, like you said, they've controlled everything on their end. They drove down in deep Carbon territory, had a penalty, and a field goal attempt that was short. So Carbon now looking to put up some points here at the end of the third and get that 2-possession lead back.
The Dinos can smell it right now. We're about a quarter away.
They are on the brink.
And they would draw even with Emory in the 3A North standings.
Noah Jones now 7 of 12, 104 yards for the Dinos. Jalen Dennis rushing, had the one attempt for the minus six. Haven't seen much out of him on those sweeps with the run pass option play. Rick McGlory has three carries, 10 yards, but it's been Colin Lewis 10 for 53. Jalen Dennis, though, on the outside, 2 for 48. Colin Lewis has two catches, 31 yards. So offensively, he's been the difference maker in total yards.
Pre-game warm-ups, Jalen Dennis was taking snaps at quarterback. And we were at practice this week. He was taking first-team reps. Injured player for Emory, able to walk off the field. It was Jesse Barnett. And the Spartans cannot afford to lose Jesse
lose,
at this point in time of the game.
He's a big key to the Emory, what they want to do defensively and offensively.
Senior anchor. There's only four seniors on this Emory team. Kyson Stilson, Rance Jensen, Ashton Rowley, and Jesse Barnett. Second down and 8 for the Dinos. Clock is moving, 33 seconds to play in the third. Kerbin leads 16-9. Jones is in the pistol. Beery's taking his time, directing traffic. Sawyer Jones is the near wideout outside the number on the left side. Motion man is Riker Larson. Handoff to Colin Lewis. Lewis gets it past the 45 to the 44. Sets up third down and 3 for the Dinos. They have to get just past that 41-yard line to pick up the first down. The Dinos will walk off of the field. They are one quarter away from picking up a victory, and we will take a commercial break. Fourth quarter action coming up. Kerbin 16, Emory 9, when we return on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, as well as KRPX 95.3 The Peak.
Fall is in the air. That means that hunting season has started. This year, go hunting in style with a low-interest loan for a vehicle, RV, or ATV from Desert View Federal Credit Union. It's easy. Just visit a loan officer for pre-approval and then start shopping. Already have something picked out? Tell your dealer that you want your financing to go through Desert View Federal Credit Union. With offices in Huntington and Farron, the process is easy and convenient.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
Her car isn't running right. And she's been after you for weeks to fix it. But you would much rather be watching the game than now diagnosing a car problem that could take hours. Am I right? Guys, let me let you in on a little secret. She doesn't care how it gets fixed. She just wants it fixed. So get to J&D Auto in Castledale today and get one of your honeydews checked off. J&D Auto is number one in parts and service. They will quickly get the problem diagnosed and get you the right parts for the job. Be her hero and get into J&D Auto today. But hurry, the game's starting soon. That's J&D Auto on Main Street in Castledale.
The Spartans play here.
Grant Shinson, 32.
Tegan Chrisman, number 53.
Tyson Stilson, number 12.
On 107.3 FM and 750 AM, KOAL.